But we'll come on to the third, and we'll at least do a little bit of work on that one. We may have to leave it till Sunday to finish it off. So, in all my actions, may I watch my mind. And as soon as disturbing emotions arise, may I forcefully stop them at once, since they will hurt both me and others. So, this is the mindfulness aspect of the general practice. This is giving you the tools, as it were, or almost the slogan, so to speak, to work with moment by moment in order to overcome those tendencies that direct you to doing things that hurt you and others. So, may I watch my mind? Well, that's pretty straightforward, isn't it? You just watch the flow of mental states, and you try to understand them, to recognize them, to see them. And as soon as disturbing emotions arise, may I forcefully stop them at once. So, disturbing emotions. What are disturbing emotions? The word that's translated is the Sanskrit word klesha. So, disturbing emotions are kleshas. But kleshas, the phrase disturbing emotions doesn't really fully capture what kleshas are. They're much more complex and multifaceted mental event, mental state. But disturbing is very good. That's a very good translation or element in the translation. What klesha means is literally, in its root meaning, something that afflicts, something that causes pain, something that disturbs. And it comes from a verb, klishtati, which means to afflict or to give pain or to disturb. So a klesha is something that creates turbulence, disturbance, pain, suffering in the mind. So that's the first and most important thing, that kleshas are to be recognized by their effects upon the mind. They create mental turbulence, they create mental disturbance. As soon as kleshas come into the mind, if you notice them, their influence is a disturbing one, is a painful one, is an afflicting one. Even those kleshas that are, so to speak, directed to something positive. A craving is a klesha, but in craving your attention is on the fulfillment, it's on what you want. So you tend to identify craving often, we tend to identify craving often as a pleasant state, because you're thinking of the fulfillment. But actually what you're experiencing is the lack of fulfillment. And the state of craving, when you come to sort of get back down into it, is actually disturbing and painful. So the nature of a klesha is to disturb and afflict the mind. Klesha can also be used to mean disease. So it's a bit like a disease in the mind, a virus, a mental virus.